Cornell West, "I Don't Hate Biden But I Hate Biden's Hypocrisy." By Jeff Poor on June 16, 2023. Thursday on FNC's The Ingram Angle, progressive activist and third-party presidential candidate Cornell West criticized former President Donald Trump and President Joe Biden, the respective flag-bearers for their two parties. West told host Laura Ingram his view on Biden was mixed and said he took issue with Biden's hypocrisy. Partial transcript as follows. Ingram: "One thing I want to say, Dr. West, one thing I'm very curious about, because on this seminal issues like you and I disagree on a lot, but you and I actually agree on a lot. We on the surveillance state, on it perpetual war, on the Wall Street influence in politics, we agree on a lot of things. To me, it seems like you're closer in many ways to populist conservatives on those types of issues, than you are the modern Democrat Party, and I know you're running as a Green. But can't you tonight say that Donald Trump did more for African Americans in the inner city with increased real median income, increased entrepreneurial opportunities, criminal justice reform, all the things that he did when he was president, given all the investigations, all the stuff that was happening? Can't you recognize that he actually was doing his best at the time to stand up for disenfranchised people with an economy that was actually growing for the first time? What for real median income was growing for all demographic groups? West: But you have to acknowledge that the grotesque wealth and inequality was increasing even as those low unemployment rates were in place. Now I give him credit for the low unemployment rates. But the problem with Brother Trump is very important to keep in mind, you know. We got to do away with all his hatred and revenge. I don't hate by the Trump, I hate the lies and I hate the gangster activity and I hate the kind of neo-fascist language he uses. When he trashes Muslims, when he trashes, calling black folk, football players sons of bitch. No, his language with its neo-fascist and he was still tied to big military. Still allowing Wall Street to get away. That's where you and I would disagree. That's where we disagree. Ingram: But, Dr. Cornell, the left targeted him. West: I don't hate Biden but Biden, but I hate Biden's hypocrisy. Ingram: I know. But. West: I hate his neoliberal policies. Ingram: But the surveillance state has, the surveillance state that you and I, and I think a lot of conservatives have grown incredibly mistrustful of, and that's outside influence of the Pentagon. West: Absolutely. Ingram: They were all turned against Trump. So we have to acknowledge that Millie, the whole Millie, all against Trump, all of them. Why were they against Trump if he was a big threat? West: It's because of that neoliberal apparatus wanted to retain its status and Trump came in as a critic from the right wing. Ingram: Right. West: And that's where the neo-fascism comes in, by trashing immigrants, trashing too many precious gay brothers and lesbian sisters and so forth. Ingram: He wasn't trashing immigrants. I know that's your line, Cornell. West: Nice things about Biden, and even the people who support. But I can tell you this as a presidential candidate. I'm going straight into Brother Trump's country and I'm going to tell the brothers and sisters of all colors, I want you not to escape, go to most vulnerable. I want you to confront the most powerful. That's Wall Street. That's Silicon Valley. That's the war profiteers at the Pentagon. That's where I think we need to. Ingram: They all hate Trump. They're going to hate you. They're going to hate you, and they're going to hate Trump. West: Oh. I welcome their hostility, because not only that, but go ahead. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.